Pat Bev weighing in on an ongoing debate comparing James Harden and Dwayne Wade's careers. Well, Wade heard the chatter about the comparisons, and he hopped on his own podcast to give his two cents. Take a listen.
We're talking about an access key. When I look at the game, I look at who has an access key to get to the 30th floor. Okay? So the 30th floor access key in winning, I can't go to 30. Bill Russell's up there. Jordan up there. Like, he's got, I may be on floor 25, but I ain't at floor 30. That doesn't make them, that doesn't mean anything to me. It just means that I don't have access to go to that floor. So if you have not won a ring, it doesn't mean you're not colder than somebody who won a ring. You just don't have access to go to the, right, to the ring floors.
All right, Stephen A., what should hold more weight, MVPs or titles?
See, we've talked about this. The isolated accolades versus the team accolades. I don't know. You can always be an MVP, but a champion, that's different. We'll get to it, though. It's cracking. It's cracking. It's cracking. It's cracking. And what's cracking? The West, as usual. OKC still at number one, 63-12. Houston, we just beat Houston. My Lakers just beat Houston. So we are, I think we are like a game. I think we are a game behind, if I'm not mistaken. We're a game behind Denver. Denver is then number three, 47-28. We're at 46-29. Memphis is on our bumper. Golden State is in the mix at number six. That's good to see. And then the bottom feeders, Minnesota, Clippers, Dallas, Sacramento's fighting for their life. Phoenix down there looking pitiful. The West is cracking again. Once again, over there at the East, we don't care. Okay. But shout out to Detroit. I wanted to do that. Special shout out to Detroit. Forget that, yo. What up, though? You got forget that, yo, and you got what up, though. Yeah, Mike and Otis, Detroit fans. Lately, some of their pods has been heavy on Detroit Pistons, making it to what, the fifth spot, I think. I haven't checked, but I'm pretty sure it's at the fifth spot. Last time I did check, they were at the fifth spot. I'll check again. It doesn't hurt to check, but I'm gonna give a special shout out to them, though. It's good to see Detroit back into the mix. That's always good to see. You know what I'm saying? They got one of the youngest team, probably what, top five youngsters over there. You know what I'm saying? So that's good to see. They already got the playoff seedings right now, though. So if we was to start, who would the Pistons play? Milwaukee. No, is it? No, not Milwaukee. They will play Indiana. That's a cracking game right there. Milwaukee will play New York. Atlanta would play the play-in, which is Orlando, Miami versus the Bulls. The Bulls is in a play-in. That's solid. My Lakers would play Grizzly. Yeah, because we the 4-5. That's a good one. I like that matchup. I'll take that one. But, I mean, we still have, well, we got less than, where we sitting at? I think we got less than like seven games left or something like that. Playoffs should be starting in about a week and some change. Dodgers is back there undefeated. We're not talking about that right now. But, yeah, Detroit, man, they done turned it around, kind of. The latest thing they was talking about, you can go check out What Up, Though, past, what, two, three podcasts or whatever, them talking about the Pistons. But the latest one they was talking about, which I have seen, is them wanting to make a splash and changing a roster around, which I would, the players that they're considering, Zion Williamson, obviously that's going to fill some seats if he's available to play. And then you got Devin Booker. Devin Booker is going to fit because they got Isaiah Stewart over there. I think he is, that's probably one of the worst players that they've ever had in Detroit. I've got to say it. I'm going to say it. I think he's a fraud. I think he's a cop-out. I think he pushes the envelope for personal views. That's personal views. It's personal opinion. I love the other players on the squad. I do. We've all had Cade. We was just, hey, at one point we was hollering at Kay like, hey, if you looking for a better situation. But he has turned it around without Ivy, which I wanted out in the draft. Oh my God. You want to talk about a nigga that got a game. But they seem to be turning it around, and it'd be unfortunate that they had to give up a dope piece that's not there right now during all his turnaround, during all his climbing up the charts, and to only give him up for a Devin Booker. And at one point, I can't lie to you, at one point, we wanted a Devin Booker for the Lakers. We look at I'm talking about all young superstars at the point, our stars. You know what I mean? But Devin Booker definitely gives off that. He gives off that. Devin Booker reminds me of Drake in a way. It's a certain persona that he plays that we really know he's not like that. Solid cat in college. I'm at the end of the bench for Kentucky, but he was still, it's still Kentucky though. You know what I mean? But that's dope. I don't know if you want to give up those key pieces. There was a reason why we did not want to give up Austin Reeves is because what we see now. He is probably the best third option on any team. And then on some teams, he's probably the best option or second best option. You know what I mean? So we didn't want to give him up. Obviously, Rui didn't want to give him up, and now we're seeing that. Same thing with Detroit. I'm not sure if they want to give up some of their key players. Young, again, top five in the league as far as youth is concerned, youth and talent. So why would you want to gamble that away? Now, Devin Booker does have finals experience. They did go to the finals against Milwaukee, and they lost. But there's a lot of key components to that, coaching, roster, et cetera. Can he help push? Is Devin Booker the key player to push Detroit to the next level? We're talking about Eastern Conference, maybe even the finals. Is that the player? Does he defer, or does Cade defer to Devin Booker, who has, you know, much more of an extensive resume? Got to ask yourself. Zion's resume doesn't even, I don't even think it, the hype and coming in, yes, by far the better player than Cade coming in. But as far as when time goes on, Cade has shown to be durable and carrying a team. He is the main guy over there. You know, Zion is the main guy over there with the Pelicans, but it's like, when he comes, if he was to come to Detroit, who do you do? Like, what happens? This is not one of those. I don't believe one of those. Can they play ball together? Nah, I don't, you know, because they said that about Bron and Luka, and they said that about Bron and AD, and they, you know, Kobe, and they was about to say that with Kobe and Chris Paul, but that never happened. But it doesn't matter. You got to figure it out. When niggas bring up that, well, can they play together? I don't necessarily care about that, because at the end of the day, they're professionals. The coach got to figure that out, and y'all got to put y'all egos to the side and make that happen. Because if we did that in the early 2000s, we looking at a 4-peat. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, just figure it out. The question is, it's the same thing that I said. So shout out to my boy, Denny Blanco. When it comes to the playoffs, I said, look, as long as we're healthy, the only issue that we're going to have to deal with at the moment is knowing who is going to have the rock in clutch moments in the playoffs. Are we going to defer to Bron? Or are we going to defer to Luka? Or will we go to the hot hand in Austin Reeves? You know what I mean? Which is the third option? It's a lot. It's a lot to think about. But I'm not a Detroit fan at all. Don't hate them. Just don't necessarily care for them. You know, they cool to watch from time to time. It's better to watch now because they playing some meaningful games. But without saying that this is some advice, I definitely wouldn't give up those pieces. Unless it was, I think it's because of the options. I'm not going after a Devin Booker. I'm not going after a Zion Williamson. One is injury prone, and the other one hasn't proven to actually lead his team consistently to the playoffs on his own back. You know, shout out to Chris Paul. As much as I shit on him, he was half of the reason why Phoenix made it to the finals with Devin. and then they ass got strapped by Jrue Holiday. But no, I wouldn't do that. I definitely wouldn't do that. To me, it'd probably just set them back. It'd make it exciting. We gonna see. We gonna watch. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, let's see what they build on. You know, let's see what they build. Unless somebody else is available, which I haven't checked. Yeah, I wouldn't do that, Detroit. Don't do that. Just build off the youth and just see what Kate is going to do in the future. I'll be coming back. Let's see if y'all can build off of that. Go get a big man, a solid big man, and see what y'all can do with that unless somebody else becomes available. But outside of that, the West is cracking, okay? The West is cracking. Not only that, Final Four is here. On the men's side, Auburn, Florida, Duke, Houston on the other side, all number ones, okay? Cooper Flag is in the building. Hey, and Cooper Flag is in the building. You want to know what else is dope? Master P going to be in the building. Why? Because Mercy Miller is in the Final Four. This is dope. There's so many storylines surrounding this. I hate the Gators. I hate Duke. Don't have a problem with Auburn. Never had a problem with Houston. If I had to pick, I'm never picking Duke. So just, you know. Now, if we're talking about money, that's different. Because I did put some money on Duke. And they didn't necessarily help me win money because another team wet the bed. Shout out to Tennessee. Did all that shooting against my Bruins and showing up and didn't. Yeah, y'all niggas, them niggas didn't show up the next round at all. Shout out to Duke because they did, you know. They held up their end. I'm not going to make my decision yet. I think I'm going to put in a ticket. I'll put it in a ticket and I'll show it. I'll talk about it on the next show. As far as the women's, we got almost had number ones too. But we do have a number two squad. But UConn made it. And that was only because, UConn beat USC. That would have been crazy if UCLA would have been able to play USC in the Final Four. But we all know Juju got hurt. Their main player got hurt. We missed that that matchup. Juju versus UConn. Oh, my God. That would have been. But nonetheless, we do have a UConn-UCLA matchup and then Texas and South Carolina matchup. So. That should be now, obviously, my squad is in the mix. So I'm going for UCLA. I got to go for UCLA at the end of the day. That's who I got. That's my picks. I'm being biased by it. Also, later on tonight, I might miss some of it. Or the game probably. No, it hasn't started yet. But the McDonald's All-American game is happening tonight. And I would just say this. When we look at the East roster, like their front court is my God. They got the Boozer twins on the East. But when we go to the West though, our backcourt is crazy. Cause we got a cat not necessarily from the city, not from LA, but from Roosevelt, which is not too far away from me. Braden Burris, and then I obviously we got Gilbert Arenas signed, Elijah Arenas on the squad, Chatsworth. So it's gonna be a dope game. Which was crazy because I don't see how Carmelo Anthony son don't make this team. It's wild. But hey, politics to politics. Overrun with BTG, man. Short show. Again, baseball season is back. Talk about baseball a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? Seeing that my Dodgers is, I think we play Atlanta today, if I'm not mistaken. I think so. But we are currently 6-0. Atlanta Braves, nasty. They haven't won a game yet. They're 0-5. Freddie Freeman injured his ankle. Playing around in the shower or something like that. He tweeted, Freddie, we need you to chill out. We only 6 games in, bro. Okay? We only 6 games in. You already tweaking ankle. We don't need you hobbling all season. And then we have that he may or may not play in this game. No, every postseason is cracking. okay? The Mets and the Yankees. Oh, yeah, we forgot to talk about the Yankees and those goddamn bats. So y'all heard about these torpedo bats that the Yankees is hitting with? Y'all need tornado. It's tornado bats, right? If I'm not mistaken. I think they call it tornado bats. Is when is this is gonna be crazy to say. Torpedoes. Is it torpedoes or tornado? I said tornadoes. All right, so torpedoes. Yes, torpedo style bats. And they are legal, right? They are legal. So let me break this down. It's gonna sound wild. The MLB bats must be made from one piece of solid wood, be no more than 2.661 inches in die. They're thick as, whoa, I'm not saying that. And not to, I'm not saying that. In other words, they move a large portion of the bat to another portion of the bat, or it's just built heavier up top. It sounds wild all the way over. Pause that. They don't need that. They got great hitters over there. They have great. The running joke, right? Don't let the Dodgers get a hold to those bats. Please don't let us get a hold to those bats. Torpedo bats? I didn't even know that was a thing. But then again, you know, I'm a postseason baseball fan. So torpedo bats? Jesus Christ. Hey, King Jeremy, if you listening to this, I can name about five to seven running backs better than Emmitt Smith. Open run with BTG, and I am out of here, bucko.